This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the launch of various developmental projects for the upcoming Mahakumbh 2025. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and launched multiple development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. And with us, Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst, to speak about this project, the outlay of 5,500 crores, and what really does it mean for how we see spiritual tourism in India and the future. Ashokji, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We'd like to understand from you that the Prime Minister, and this is a substantial amount, this is definitely bound to have an impact in many directions. But before we move into the developmental and the economic aspects of the launching of these programs, we'd like to understand from you that actually the Mahakumbh is a festival of oneness, and it's a very, very important event. And about a month prior, all these preparations are taking place. How significant is this?
As the Prime Minister himself said, that the Mahakumbh is a divine festival of our faith, spirituality and culture. And Prayagraj, where the Kumbh is going to take place, is a place where there are holy places, areas of importance. And Kumbh is the name of the inner consciousness of man. Mahakumbh is a Mahayagya of unity. This is how the Prime Minister today described the forthcoming Mahakumbha. And he also visited and inspected the developmental work for going on for the Mahakumbh Mela in 2025. And on that occasion, you also very rightly said, the Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth around 5,500 crore. And addressing a gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister talked about the devotion, his devotion to Prayagraj, the auspicious land of Sangam, and paid his respect to the saints and sadhus attending the Mahakumbha. And he expressed his gratitude toward the employees, shramayiks, and the safai karamcharis who have made the Mahakumbh a grand success with their hard work and dedication. 15,000 people would be working just to ensure cleanliness of the Mahakumbha. And in that context, he talked about the magnificent scale and size of the Mahakumbha, said it is one of the largest gatherings in the world, where rows of devotees are, you know, they will be welcomed daily for the Mahayajna, lasting 45 days, and a whole new city is set up on the occasion. And in that context, he said that a new history is being written on the land of Prayagraj. See, the organization of Mahakumbh would take the spiritual and cultural identity of the nation to new peaks, and it will be a Mahayagya of unity. It will be discussed around the world, and he conveyed his best wishes for a successful hosting of the Mahakumbh to the Uttar Pradesh government, specifically the Chief Minister Yogi, and also the administration.
So we're very delighted to have with us our Lucknow correspondent, Sushil Chandra Tiwari, who was also there when the PM was inaugurating the projects. Sushil, welcome to the program. If you could just please share with us the programs which were launched, what is any unique or special program that was launched?
The special program was the chatbot, which was launched by Prime Minister today, which will assess the people, the devotees who will come to visit the Sangam area, about the facilities for them, about the other any kind of help if they want in that particular area or any circumstances. The AI is written in the name of the Sahyog, the Yatri Sahyog chatbot, which will help the devotees with the help of artificial intelligence. So that was a unique thing. Prime Minister mentioned this in his speech also, that this Mahakumbh will be remembered for the Sangam, the confluence of technology and artificial intelligence. So that was a very unique thing. Another unique thing is the cruise in which Prime Minister undertook the journey from Arail area, the other side of the Sangam area, to the Sangam nose. He looked and reviewed all the projects which were completed by today by the state government, and the exhibition area with on board that particular cruise, which is named Nishad Raj, also denotes the friendship of Lord Rama and the Nishad Raj, which was Kevat king in that particular area. So that cruise will be available for devotees during this Mahakumbh period.
So what I'm also hearing you say that, in fact, this is, of course, organized at such a huge scale. It's actually a challenging task for all those involved. So in terms of, you know, you see security, sanitation, so special provisions have been made, particularly because this is the Mahakumbh in January.
Yeah, in terms of cleanliness, a battery of almost 15,000 cleanliness worker is deployed in the Sangam area, which will work 24/7 for the cleanliness purpose, for the comfort of the devotees. Mobile toilets are there. A whole city is being monitored with the help of AI. The AI mounted cameras will be there on the vehicles of local municipal corporation, which will mark those areas where there is any kind of waste or things which are need to be removed from that particular place. So, and many Ganga Praharis are also there who will keep the Ganga clean by watching and guiding the devotees not to throw anything, any garbage in the Ganga water. So there is a lot of work on this cleanliness aspect of the Kumbh.
So I'm sure you've interacted with a lot of local people over there also. So people are very excited at actually being, you know, like the host city for such a huge gathering.
Well, actually, the people of Allahabad, earlier Allahabad, now the Prayagraj, are always excited about this Kumbh because it gives them a chance to interact, chance to earn, chance to serve people, serve devotees who come from all over the world to take a holy dip in the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. So they also feel very fortunate that they can serve people who have come from very long places, who have come with a devotion. And they also welcome the people coming from other places with an open heart. And there are many incidences of people or local people who are helping devotees in all manners. So people are very excited and people are waiting for the Kumbh to start on 13th January officially.
Wonderful. Sushil, thank you so much for giving us all these inputs.
Thank you.
In fact, economic development, and I think somewhere in his speech also, he spoke about the focus on these areas. Let's listen to what he said.
6,000 se jyada hamare navik saathi, hazaron dukandar saathi, puja paath aur snan dhyan karane mein madad karne wale, sabhi ka kaam bahut badega. Yani, yahan badi sangha mein रोजगार के अवसर तैयार होंगे. सप्लाई चेन को बनाए रखने के लिए व्यापारियों को दूसरे शहरों से सामान मंगाने पड़ेंगे. प्रयागराज कुंभ का प्रभाव आसपास के जिलों पर भी पड़ेगा. देश के दूसरे राज्यों से आने वाले श्रद्धालु ट्रेन या विमान की सेवाएं लेंगे. इससे भी अर्थव्यवस्था में गति आएगी. यानी महाकुंभ से सामाजिक मजबूती तो मिलेगी ही, लोगों का आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण भी होगा.
So when we hear the Prime Minister talking about economic independence, and this is across all the diverse groups in different strata, right from people who'd be organizing the festival, cleaning over there, and in fact, the safety, security, because it's actually a really a mega event. So we'd also like to understand from you that in terms of how we see development works, they invariably happen in full steam for an occasion like this is a 45-day festival, which is all about celebration. But in its wake, it's going to leave certain areas of development which are going to be there for a long time in the city, which the city can make use of constantly every day.
Certainly, the focus of the government is both on development and enriching India's heritage. Various tourist circuits are being developed across the country, and the examples being the Ramayana circuit, the Krishna circuit, Buddhist circuit, you know, like that. So, in a way, the government is expanding facilities at all the pilgrimage sites. And particularly, we all know about the transformation of Ayodhya with the construction of the Grand Ram Temple, which has elevated the entire city. Now, the question of Prayagraj, this is the land of Nishad Raj and Lord Rama's journey to becoming Maryada Purushottam. This he linked with that, the Prime Minister also. And in that context, so many corridors were also inaugurated today, so that the devotees don't have any problem or difficulty. And in that context, if I may mention, appointing Ganga Dut, Ganga Prahari and Ganga Mitras, they have been launched to raise awareness among the people. As I said, 15,000 employees will be, people will be working towards the sanitation alone. And I think the Prime Minister particularly mentioned that over 6,000 boatmen, thousands of shopkeepers, and those assisting with religious rituals and holy dips will see an increase in their work, which would create numerous employment opportunities. So to maintain the supply chain, as we were listening in his speech, merchants will need to bring goods from other cities. So underlining the impact of Kumbh also on the surrounding district in enhancing the economic activity and also generating employment opportunity in the whole region. So all these things were discussed today by the Prime Minister with the Chief Minister and other officials also. So I think Prime Minister expressed the confidence that the collective and spiritual energy emerging from the Mahakumbh will further strengthen India's resolve towards a developed India, and he wished the Kumbh Snan to be a historic and unforgettable event, and prayed the welfare of the humanity to the holy confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. On this occasion, as we know, Governor Anandiben Patel, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and other dignitaries were also present, and the Prime Minister also went round and particularly saw the development work going on, the progress of all the preparations, etc.
And I think the Prime Minister's personal interest and actually going around must have really given quite a fillip to the intensity and I think the energy with which people are wanting to actually make sure that everything is completed in time. In fact, Shukji, we've always seen that spiritual tourism, particularly in India, has always been a matter of faith. And I think somewhere facilities have been something which, you know, a lot of especially people going in this circuit have not really expected too much. And now with this coming up, international eyes, I think the international media, because it's I think one of the largest festivals in the world for the largest congregation, we're actually going to see that how tourism can become professional yet retain its spiritualism and its spirituality and the ethos of faith.
Certainly, by talking about this Swachhata and Nirmal Ganga, the Prime Minister also inaugurated projects of interception, tapping, diversion and treatment of minor drains leading to River Ganga. And this will ensure zero discharge of untreated water into the river. And on this occasion, he also inaugurated various infrastructure projects related to drinking water and power also. So it was an all-round developmental theme on which the Prime Minister today visited the Prayagraj. And especially, as we all have been discussing, it was mainly to see or oversee the preparations going on for the Mahakumbh.
In fact, you talk about the drains not feeding into the river Ganga, and more from also an environment point of view, a lot of other states can take the lead from here because a lot of new things will be introduced. And I think somewhere they would be like a beacon of light showing the way for other states also to bring those environment friendly things back into their rivers. Delhi is a prime example.
Certainly. And Indian spirituality was on display today because the Prime Minister himself recited a Sanskrit shloka and explained that the effect of the Triveni, the glory of the blessings of Someshwar, the land of penance of Rishi Bhardwaj, special place for Lord Nagaraja Vasuji, and he went on mentioning all the major saints of India. And the importance of Prayagraj, it's not just a geographical piece of land, it's a place of experience, spirituality. And Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the citizens of Prayagraj for retaining the cleanliness and the importance of the Sangam. So in fact, it was Indian spirituality, cultural heritage and our historical importance of our all the religious places that was on display today. And the Mahakumbh, as the Prime Minister said, is a living identity representing our legacy of the divine festival of our faith, spirituality and culture.
So on this benign note of blessings, Mr. Ashok Tandon, we'd like to thank you for coming onto our program.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on the launch of various developmental projects for the upcoming Mahakumbh 2025. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.